Thanks for tuning in to Sounds of the Desert here on 94.7 FM. I'm your host, Marie Isabel, and today we have the wonderful Oisin MacDiarmid from the Irish band Tata here with us today. Oisin, welcome.
Thank you so much, Maria Isabel. It's great to chat to you today.
Hi, yes. So you're going to be here in Yuma this Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. You're currently on tour, I believe. Where are you right now?
We are in upstate New York at the moment. So we've been touring all across the U.S. since March 1st.
Oh, wow. And you're like slowly nearing the end, or is this still going to go for a couple more months?
We are nearing the end. Our last show will be St. Patrick's Day, and that will be in lovely California for our last show. Then we go back to Ireland after that.
You can't wait to go home, I believe. Or are you still want to stay on the road?
Still want to stay on the road. love traveling, and love traveling across America. It's always wonderful. And we've been to Yuma now quite a number of times with various acts over the years. So we're very excited to come back to beautiful Yuma.
Yeah, and you guys are celebrating 24 years of traditional Irish music. And how has that been? How has that ride been?
It's been amazing. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Yeah, next year we're going to be celebrating 25 years. So we started, the band started back in 2001. And we'd obviously no idea that we'd be still going all those years later. But I mean, obviously we're thrilled to be still doing it, and we couldn't do it without the support of you know, all the people, all the listeners, and particularly America. We're very, very thankful for all the support we've got in America over a couple of decades and more now at this stage.
Yeah, and it's been wonderful. I've had the pleasure of listening, and I actually have your album here, your sixth album, As the Days Brighten. And I have to ask, well, why does the rooster have boots?
Yeah, well, we had a bit of fun trying to find the rooster for the album, because you know, we started off with the title, naturally enough, and then we were looking for an image to do it, and did an extensive search of roosters, and there's many great roosters out there, and we came across a great artist in Cavan in Ireland, and she had a beautiful image in her collection of a rooster, so we got hold of that. So that's how he appeared, but he's looking good, I think.
No, yeah, he looks wonderful, without a doubt. And on the album, you guys collaborated with actor and musician John C. Reilly. How was that?
Yeah, you know, that was a very, very, a very fun thing to collaborate with John C. Reilly, and that came about through a friendship between our then singer, Seamus Begley, who, you know, grew to be friends with John C. John C., you know, has a great love for Ireland and Irish songs in particular. He's very, very interested in the songs and the music. So he met Seamus Begley when he came to Ireland, and they kind of struck it off, and Seamus showed him around his farm in Kerry, and they became, you know, well acquainted. And then, you know, we were recording around that time, so the idea came up of doing a song with John C. So that was great fun to do. It was a little bit complicated because we were kind of doing it during the pandemic times, but you know, we eventually got it recorded, and John C. did the vocals for us over in LA, and we were delighted to get it done. It's very special to work with him.
Thanks for listening to that interview with Oisin from the Irish band Tata. Once again, they're going to be here in Yuma live this Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. at the historic downtown Yuma Theater. Tickets are currently on sale. And this is their song, Eileen Og, featuring John C. Reilly and Seamus Begley from their latest album, As the Days Brighten.
Ever since the day there's none of them like the pride of Petrovor. Eileen O'Gan, that the darling's name is, through the barony, her features, they were famous. If we loved her then, well, who was there to blame us for? Wasn't she the pride of Petrovor? But her beauty made us all so shy, not a man could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, sure, that's the reason why we're in mourning for the pride of Petrovor. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovor.
Friday at the fair of Ballindubber, Eileen met my brother Kettle Jobber. I'd like to set me mark upon the rubber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovor.
He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath the shawl. Looking big and masterful when she was looking small, most provoking, oh, the pride of Petrovor. Eileen, oh, me heart's grown grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrovor. So it went, 'twas in the beginning, Eileen O'Gan was bent upon the winning. Big McGrath contentedly was grinning, being courted by the pride of Petrovor. Says he, an old girl could knock you into fits, and at that Eileen she nearly lost her wits. The upshot of the ruction was that now the robber sits with his arm around the pride of Petrovor. Eileen O'Gan, me heart is growing grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's nothing like the pride of Petrovor. Boys, oh boys, with fate's hard to grapple, of my eye, 'tis Eileen was the apple. Now to see her walk into the chapel with the hardest featured man of Petrovor. Now, boys, this is all I have to say. When you do your court and make you no display, if you want them to run after you, just walk the other way, for they're mostly like the pride of Petrovor. Eileen, oh, me heart's growing grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovor. Eileen, oh, me heart's growing grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen, oh, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovor.